Patient education is an important part of the healing process. A lot of doctors out there can tell you that you're sick, but they never really bother explaining why. When I opened my practice, I chose a very uncommon name, a name that reflects my commitment to educating people about how their body works. When you understand the process of sickness, or why you got sick in the first place, you gain a much better understanding of how to get well. This is what chiropractors call the big idea. The concept may seem foreign to you at first, and that's okay. Very quickly, we can actually reverse engineer the process of sickness, help you understand it in a very new and different way. So let's start at the end and work backwards. The final component is the name of the condition itself. This is called a diagnosis. Before a diagnosis can be labeled, there must be a series of events or sensations that precede its identification. These are called symptoms. Before a symptom can result, a function or process has to take place abnormally. We'll call this malfunction. Now, something must specifically disrupt or cause this malfunction to occur. This is known as interference. Prior to this interference, functioning is normal. Normal function is a very simple definition of health. So there's a four-step process between health and sickness. When a healthy person experiences some form of physical, chemical, or emotional interference, it can disrupt the normal function of the body, causing malfunction. Given the opportunity, this malfunction develops into one or more symptoms, and a collection of symptoms is simply labeled with a diagnosis. Now, in a medical model of healthcare that so many Americans are accustomed to, symptoms of a diagnosis are most commonly treated with pharmaceutical drugs. This symptom-treating approach focuses exclusively on the second half of that four-step process. Let's assume that the medication successfully stops the symptoms. If you stop taking the medication and the symptoms come back, then you're never actually cured. In order for the problem to be truly eliminated, the first half of the process must be addressed. Now, upper cervical care, also known as specific chiropractic, takes a different approach to sickness and disease. Instead of targeting symptoms, we focus on steps 1 and 2 by locating and correcting whatever the interference was. Eliminate that interference, and function will be restored. With the return of normal function, symptoms disappear naturally. This is true health restoration. So I'll ask you, which approach makes more sense to you?